welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, I have launched my free 14-day consistency challenge. I urge all of you to stop what you're doing right now and go to loriharder.com/challenge because we begin April 17th. So go there now. It is an absolutely free challenge. I have spent hours and hours and hours and hours along with my team putting this program together. It is free 20-minute workout videos. So for 14 days straight, you are doing one 20-minute workout video along with a mini meditation at the end to really lock it all in. You're doing this straight for 14 days, and I am giving $1,000 away to one woman who completes this challenge. All you have to do is one 20-minute workout a day, and it's totally free, you guys. This is a program I would normally charge for. And last time that I did this, right before the holidays last year, we had 22,000 people doing this together. And it was like the most fun thing in the world because it is also an Instagram challenge. If you choose to upload your pictures of you doing a workout or of your gym shoes or whatever every single day for the 14 days, that's how you can win the $1,000. It's just showing that you are completing it. But it was so much fun to see all of these pictures of all of you guys working out and supporting each other. And you guys said that you made so many friends. And one of the biggest takeaways that I heard from all of you, 22,000 people, you guys, on your daily posts, it was just the coolest thing. I'd go on my Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh, seeing all these posts about what it's doing for you. And the main thing that you said is that you were excited about working out again at the end, that it really just became a habit and you had no idea how quickly you could change your state and change your emotions, and that the meditation was a huge help along with meeting these epic people. So you guys go to loriharder.com/challenge now. It's totally free and why not? So with that said, I want to talk to you guys about the evolution of a soul. Just when we're born, what our entire soul's journey is as a human being. Why are we here? What are we doing? And what does it really look like? And the other day I was in a podcast with Samantha Skelly, and we were just talking about how the actual journey looks so different than people think. You know, looking back, it's like, I think I thought that people got it right away or whatever they wanted, you know, right away. I look at these people and thought, wow, how did they get that? Or how did they get that following? Or how did they get that audience or that business? Or how are they making that income? What is that? I must know. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's all consistency. It's all faith. It's all showing up. It's all being willing to go through that failure. It's looking at every single trial that comes your way as a massive bonus because it's just going to grow you into the human that you need to be in order to go to that next level. And so what we began to talk about is I was trying to analyze how to really share with you guys that all of the resistance and all of the tests that come your way are for you. And I know that we say this all the time, but you need to hear it every single day. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. So if we think that we're going to just sit down and say a prayer, or we're going to sit in meditation, or we're going to write out our goals, or maybe we've been doing a lot of work, but what happens is as we're asking for these big goals and desires that we want to come true, we're going to get tests before that. we're going to get obstacles. We're going to, that if you haven't noticed, whenever you say that you're going to do something, that's when you get the most giant test and obstacle that comes your way. And that is for a reason. It's like going to your trainer, right? Let's say you have a trainer in the gym. You guys know I love good body analogies. Let's say that you hired a personal trainer in the gym and you say, you know what? Here's my goals. I want a big round booty and strong legs. I just want to feel strong. I want a strong backside. I want strong legs. I want to feel amazing. I want to look amazing. And your trainer's like, okay, so here's what we're going to do. I have to give you all of these weights and all of this resistance. And all of these weights and all of this resistance needs to become a part of your life. And you actually should really try to get to the point where you appreciate this weight. Because without it, we couldn't build those legs and we couldn't build that booty that you want. So when you come into the gym, instead of looking at it like, ugh, why do I have to do this? You look at it and say, thank you for, you know, having the resistance that I need in order to grow and go to the next level. Because you take those weights away, you take that resistance away, you can't get to the goal that you just asked for. So you guys have to remember that if you get thrown a bunch of resistance, trials, and obstacles, that is exactly what you needed to get to the desired goal. So what happens to people, and the reason why we're not getting to these goals, is because you're asking for the goal, and then when you get the gift of the thing that's gonna make you grow into the person that can reach that goal, you reject it or you stop. And that resistance is the gift. That resistance is how you get stronger. That resistance is how you're going to grow the muscle. That person who's testing you beyond anything you can possibly imagine is the way. So thank it. Look at it. Say, what gift is this offering me? How can I become stronger? How can I move through this? How can I let go? How can I forgive? How can I flex my compassion muscle just a little bit more? Thank the resistance, because without it, you can't get there. End of story. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at your life right now and what you're dealing with, and get the lesson out of it. Otherwise, what you resist persists, right? Get the lesson out of it and move through. Move through. We have to change how we look at the tough stuff. The tough stuff is the gift. It helps us enjoy all of the stuff, everything else, even more. So sit in the pain, sit in the resistance, ask it what it's offering you, and then go to the more positive questions of how can I move through? Not why is this happening to me? That is not going to get you anywhere, right? It's what is this offering me and how can I move through it? Or how can I use this pain to propel myself forward? How can I use this pain so that no one ever feels this way again, right? How can I use this resistance so that I can get stronger and evolve into that person who's going to be able to take on all the goals that are going to take me to the next level? And you guys, that's truly why I created this 14-day challenge as well. So I hope that you go there, because we're going to keep that whole theme through the entire challenge. So no matter who you are, and you guys, yes, you're welcome. If you're a man, you can absolutely do this challenge with us. LoriHarder.com/challenge, you guys. I hope to see you there, because we're going to use all of that resistance and we're going to compress it and we're going to create it into power and fuel for exactly what we want. So again, I'm so grateful for all of you, and I am excited to see you on my posts every day. So you guys, I am, it's at LoriHarder.com/challenge, and I will be looking for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.